What's up, everyone? I'm Nick.
And I'm Em.
And welcome into the Ominous Archives. So we mentioned last week that we have some stuff in the works, and today we want to let you know, we want to let you in on what we have going on. So the first thing we have is, because all of you listeners out there, we're going to upgrade our equipment, which is super exciting and kind of unreal. It's a small thing, but we're kind of only able to do it because of all of you listeners. So we thank you, and we thank you for our growing support. And then the other thing I want to send over to Em to kind of explain. So take it away, Em.
So if you follow us on Instagram, get ready, because we are going to be testing you to see your knowledge of the paranormal, cryptid, and strange topics. We are going to see if you can guess our topic for that week. We're going to start with episode 14, so be on the lookout, as Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday we'll be giving a clue on our Instagram to help you guess our episode. We want you to repost on your story and comment your answer, tag a friend, and if you get the right answer, we're going to send you a little prize.
And just to reiterate that none of this would have come about or even been possible without all of you listening. So think of this as kind of a start to us saying thanks and maybe, you know, interacting with everyone and having some fun. With all that being said, let's dive into episode 11, The Goat Man. When it comes to the Goat Man, there's an aspect to it that freaks a lot of people out, and that is bridges.
I don't like bridges, Nick. I'm not a bridge person. I don't like driving over them. I don't enjoy it.
Well, then buckle your seatbelt.
I don't want to.
You work here.
I do. I'm ready, I guess.
Yep. For some people, the bridges freak you out because of how old they are.
Yeah.
How stable they are. Possibly being stuck in one or on one in an emergency.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody kind of forgets about the third option, paranormal. I have two kind of stories about haunted or ghost bridges with the Goat Man. I found the first one because I was looking for the second one.
Okay.
And couldn't find the second one.
Nice.
Came across the first one. To dive in, I know that there's a bunch of Goat Man stories out there. We'll kind of touch on those other ones later. Because today I want to focus on the bridges of the Goat Man. And the first one is in Altoon, Texas. And then the second, we have the Pope Lick Monster, which is the original one I was trying to look for.
Okay.
So the old Altoon Bridge came from the now abandoned town of Altoon. That's how it got its name. So Altoon was a town in Denton County from 1850 to 1856. Altoon was abandoned due to a few reasons, like water shortages, Denton booming, and kind of left Altoon in the dust for like businesses. The railroad started to decline in Altoon, so it ended up losing its stop there. And with advances in transportation, they didn't need to stop there.
Right.
The old Altoon doesn't just go by the old Altoon Bridge. It has a second name, which dates back as far as the 1930s, which would be the Goat Man's Bridge.
It's funny because when I think goat, I obviously think of greatest of all time is the first thing that comes to my brain now because of, you know,
child.
That. Right. So every time I'm thinking, like, oh, I like it.
It's the greatest bridge
of
all
time. Bridge.
Yeah.
The Goat Man Bridge.
That's not how this one works.
It's not how this one's ended.
No. So the old Altoon Bridge is a historic iron bridge that crosses the Hickory Creek. Apparently, in my notes, I told myself to get like the creek width and depth and drop the ball.
He did not do that, guys.
I did not do that.
Note to self, Nick did not do that.
Nope. Yell at me later. But the bridge is about an hour out of Dallas, and it links Denton to the Copper Canyon. So it was built by the King Iron Bridge Manufacturing, and it got commissioned in 1884. It's just puppy is old. Bridge is known as like, it's known as like a truss style, which are connected elements forming triangular units.
Okay.
You got that?
Yeah. I'm thinking, like, I'm picturing it in my head. I feel like I'm getting an idea.
I kind of feel that a lot of people would picture this. Mm-hmm. But when you explain it that way, it's kind of like, huh? Think of two rectangles mm-hmm. with, like, a road in the middle. And then you have two rectangular, like, you've pieces in it that make triangles to make it strong.
Okay.
You can look up that style of truss bridge, but to me, I kind of felt like it was a very common looking bridge. So besides the common, to me, I'm not a bridge person. I'm not a general contractor or whoever would build the
bridges.
People. Somebody builds them.
Somebody's
it's just
job.
Not me. But besides, to me, that looking kind of like the old common bridge are in posts that are like rusty and everything. Yeah. The thing that's not common is some of the origin stories for the goat man who haunts that bridge. The first story I have, there was a black entrepreneur whose name was Oscar Washburn. His family tended a farmstead of goats that was close to the bridge. And the farmstead was actually renowned for its like quality of meat and milk, cheese, and the hides. So they were, it wasn't like it was just a plain Jane farm. This was just a, they were doing good.
Yeah, they're the people you want to see.
Yeah, they're the goats of having goats.
I hate you so much. It was actually kind of good.
Wasn't it?
Yeah, I'm mad about it. Continue.
Yeah, I'm kind of mad that I did it. So one day, Oscar, he hung a sign on the old Altoon Bridge that said, "This way to the goat man," which at this time infuriated the local KKK.
Not the KKK.
Who then plotted on violence.
Because of course they did.
Why wouldn't
they?
KKK. Yep. So one night in the 1930s, a mob of the KKK stormed Washburn Shack, dragged him out as he was screaming for help. They drug him all the way to the bridge, where they put a noose around his neck. And as Oscar was begging them to stop, they just tossed him off. Now, when they all went to the bottom of the bridge to kind of see their work, which is screwed up in so many different ways, there was a problem. The noose was empty. So at this point, this group panics and they run back to Oscar's shack and set it on fire with his family inside, thinking that he's going to appear out of nowhere to save his family. Well, he didn't. And it's now said that Oscar, the goat man, his vengeful spirit is what haunts the bridge.
Shit, I would haunt the bridge too.
That, oh, hell yeah.
Are you kidding?
Totally.
Oh
something
my
like
gosh.
That. Oh yeah. I'd
and then
haunt.
Burn his family's house down.
I would, that was one of those like, take names. I would want everybody's name of that. So if that wasn't crazy enough, there is a second story. So the second variation we have predates the bridge is kind of just as messed up as the first. There's just not as much detail, but it goes. There were some Copper Canyon cowboys.
Say that 15 times fast.
I don't know if I can.
Copper Canyon cowboys. Oh my gosh.
I'm pretty proud that I said it once.
Yeah, that was good.
They decided to hang a goat herder who was a slave named Jack Kendall. They hung him from a tall tree near where the bridge stands today. To make things like worse than what they did, they decapitated him after they hung him.
Oh my god.
Yeah, there's like no remorse, no
none.
Like I mean, they just picked him and hung him, so
right, literally the scum of the earth.
The stuff that us humans have done in the past is insane. Sickening. And we can't, I mean, we've kind of learned. We've just do things differently now.
Kind of.
Yeah. Depends on how you like squint and look at it, but it is what it is. As the story goes, after they decapitate him, his body's on the ground. They see the body rise and remove one of the goat's heads nearby and place it on its torso.
So not only did they just, first of all, the disrespect to,
Yeah.
That's fucking terrible.
Yep.
Sorry.
They're the two, like, terrible stories.
Yeah, that is, like, sickening.
Yeah.
Like, how can you do that to another person?
I don't know. I don't get how you could do that to somebody, but people do.
And they continue to.
Yep. There's one last story that is more like a little blippet than a story. But this story goes that a Satanist opened a portal to hell underneath the bridge and summoned a goat man to protect the portal.
Hell yeah.
Right?
I like it.
Why can't we just go with that story?
No, I like it, honestly. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be mad at that.
So now there's a portal just swirling.
Oh yeah.
Underneath.
Under the bridge.
Yeah.
Under the greatest of all time bridge.
That's going to be a common thing when we do this episode, isn't it?
I'm done.
In case I didn't, in case I wasn't descriptive enough, which I don't think I very was, so it doesn't matter. Kind of have some ideas or descriptions on what the goatmen actually look like.
I have an idea, I feel.
Think of like...
I'm getting like what's the half horse, half human?
Centaur?
Kind of, yeah, I'm getting like centaur, but like instead of a horse, it's a goat.
Maybe.
Know? Like half man, half goat, but like standing, you know?
Yeah.
I think like I upper body is like goat, like, and then I think feet, human.
What's the dude who trains Hercules?
Shit if I know.
That
I'm not going to help you here. Mm-hmm. I wish I could.
I think it's played by Danny DeVito. I can't think of this.
I love Danny DeVito.
Phil.
Danny DeVito, I love your work.
Anyway,
tell me what he looks like.
Yeah. Why don't we get back to what he looks like? Picture something from your nightmare.
Yeah.
And just make it worse.
Yep.
If you think about it, though, that's exactly how I'd want to look if I was a vengeful spirit.
Oh, I'd want to be absolutely terrifying.
Yeah. Or you have to protect the portal to hell.
Yeah.
I need to be terrifying. So they're supposed to be about 8 feet tall, they say. And it has the chest and arms of a man and the lower half of a goat.
Oh, so I was wrong. It's opposite.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. I feel like the other way would be more intimidating.
The legs of a person, top half of a goat?
Yeah, like, I don't know.
I mean, maybe just a goat head.
Yeah.
Be terrifying.
I think, yeah, I feel like I need the goat head, really.
Freaks me out a little bit just to goat legs and...
Yeah, it is kind of weird.
Yeah. So it has a chest and arms of a man, and then the lower half of a goat. The head is also of a goat with huge curled horns, glowing eyes, because you have to have a scary creature without glowing eyes. The fur on the goat man is supposed to be described as either fiery red or as black as night, so you can't see him move in the dark.
And I definitely did see the whole, like, curled horns. But isn't that a ram? Doesn't a ram have the curled horns? I thought goats just had ears.
Goats have horns.
I mean, yeah, but they're
But I think you're like, you know what right. I mean? I don't think they have, like...
Like, they're not curled. Whoa. But that when you said goat man, I'm not going to lie, that is what I pictured. Like, I pictured, like, this big, scary head with, like, the curled horns.
The question is...
Ram man.
Is a ram a goat?
No, they're different, right?
I don't know.
They're different. I don't know.
I think they're close to being the same species.
Well, they're definitely the same species. Right.
So you could... There you go. Goat man could be part ram.
Anyway, I get the curled horns. It's a big descriptive feature.
Yeah. Well, and the interesting thing is this whole time, you know, I can see M. You guys can't see M. She looks like she's been wanting to know how to summon him.
Yeah, I'm dying to know.
This is your thing.
Yeah.
You go and do scary things all the time. That's why we have the podcast.
How do you find them? How do you summon them?
It said if you knock on the bridge three times at midnight, or you always have to do this to get anything scary to happen, turn off your car light.
Has to be.
Has, you have to. And honk your horn 3 times.
Mm.
And you're going to summon the ventral spirit of the goat man. I really just.
It is so
everywhere
funny.
You go, that involves a road. You have to turn the car lights off.
No
honk
lights.
Your horn 3 times. Or like flicker the high beams 3 mm-hmm. times.
No
turn
lights.
The key on and off 3 times. As you're sitting there with all of your lights off in right. your car, you're going to get this stench of decaying flesh.
Yum.
And then you have to look in the nearby woods because you're going to catch glowing red eyes shifting all around the woods. You'll get some eerie shadows up against the trees. His fur's dark. All you can see is the eyes. You're going to get those creepy shadows. Now, it is said in one legend that the goat man only appears if someone in the bloodline to the slave owners or clansmen summon them.
Right.
He'll appear.
Checks out. I feel like
totally.
I wouldn't want to bother anybody. I don't need to bother.
Yep.
But if you and your ancestors did some fuck shit to me, yeah, I'm coming to haunt you.
But what if you didn't know your family did that?
I don't care.
And then you summon this ventral spirit and now you got problems.
Yeah. Great, 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 great grandpapa was a KKK member.
Yeah.
Karma's a bitch. Nobody ever said when she was a bitch.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So, with, you know, we were just saying how he only kind of appears if you have the bloodline to like a slave owner or a clansman.
Mm-hmm.
If you summon him, you got some trouble.
Yeah.
Because he's not going to think twice about anything.
Mm-mm.
So,
scary.
Be mindful. Think about it. Don't play games. I do have a little final info on the Altoon Bridge. In 1969, that was like the year to see the goat man.
That's when he was at his peak.
Yeah, he was at his peak. Yeah, he was just at his peak sightings. So he showed up at one point when a couple was having an intimate moment in their car at the bridge. I'm not sure why you would have an intimate moment at the bridge.
Right, on the bridge, like anywhere else. Like literally go park your car anywhere else.
When the time is right, I guess.
No, yeah. I'm not messing with the goat man.
The man, reports that the goat man jumped out of a tree and landed on his car, causing an 18-inch scratch, which I'd be pissed about. He took it to the police and they verified the scratch, which if you have a scratch there already.
Right.
It's already there. I don't know. But whatever. I'd be.
Why would they lie though?
Maybe it was his mom's car, parents' car.
True. Although I'd come up with a better excuse than the goat man did it.
How are you going to explain?
I'd come up with something.
I took so-and-so to the bridge and things got heated and I scratched the car on a tree branch.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I don't know.
Sounds so much better if you're just like, the goat man came out of nowhere.
Sounds cooler.
Yeah. It's all about being cooler. The last sighting of the goat man was a group of 10 people who were all near the bridge when at the top of this hill, the goat man appeared. And he was pissed off that there's a group of people near his bridge. So he threw an old tire at them as a warning. During this last sighting, though, there apparently was a picture taken, but nobody's able to find that picture. But it's verified that a picture was taken of the goat man at the old Altoon Bridge. Yeah, that's the last little bit on Altoon. We're gonna roll right into the Popelick monster. He's a little more aggressive than the old Altoon.
Perfect.
Yeah. Definitely both things of nightmares. But the Popelick goat man tends to be more out for blood.
Okay, fun.
Yeah. This was the story I was trying to find.
Okay.
I was like, I know there's one with like the trestle and everything and people trying to cross and the goat man getting them and stuff. And I was like, well,
here it is.
Gotta mention old Altoon. Honorable mention.
Honorable mention.
I'm going to start with the trestle that this goat man is said to live under. It was built and owned by the Louisville Southern Railroad. It stands about 90 feet tall and is about 700 plus feet long. The construction for this started in 1884 and they got finished around 1888. 4 years to put a bridge together that's 700 feet long plus. Pretty fast. I don't know how fast they can typically do bridges, but that 421 is taking forever.
Forever and a day.
So they got that done in 4 years and our bridge was already there.
Yeah.
And we're on like 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
The trestle is a part of the Louisville Main Line stretch of railroad. Same company. That's their main stretch of railroad that they use. After about 6 years, though, in 1894, the railway got incorporated into the Southern Railway. And then in 1982, the railway merged with the Norfolk and Western Railway to form Norfolk Southern. So it kind of just same thing, but it all just stayed the same.
Yeah.
Stays same tracks. Nothing changes. Just the name of the company. They just kind of keep merging. The first incident on these tracks happened in 1909, which is a really long time to not have an accident. So that's pretty good. But this was a derailment due to a broken brace. And it caused one car to fall off the trestle. Now, I believe that it was like a cargo train. It's not like a commuter train or anything. So hopefully nobody got hurt out of that. It didn't say. That was the only accident that kind of happened there. Even after that, the bridge just stays quiet. Doesn't really get mentioned until around the 1950s when people started talking about the creature that is living in the woods around the bridge. That legend goes, the creature is half man or half sheep. Half man, half sheep, or half goat. Now, just like the old Altoon, there's a couple of legends with this one, but the legend is still, this creature is half man, half goat, half sheep. We're going to jump into a couple of the origin stories. I think there was like three or four. There was two that I was like, I definitely think it's these. So the first legend goes that the monster was part of a circus that was using a train to move from place to place when the car derailed and the creature escaped. And at this point, it found a new home under the nearby trestle. Now, this train didn't derail on that trestle. It derailed somewhere else,
like near
but it was
it.
Close enough to it that this creature lived there, and that's now its home.
I like it.
Yeah, it's kind of
free fun. From the circus.
Yeah, and it's not like a demonic thing summoned, or I mean, we don't know what it was in the circus, but
you never know.
The second is that the creature is a reincarnated farmer who used to sacrifice goats to Satan in order to receive satanic powers. To me, the farmer story's kind of cooler because it has something that, I'm not going to play with that.
Right.
You do you. With those two stories, though, the true origin story is technically not known. They're two of the ones that come up.
Yeah.
I think they're the most interesting and fun ones. The other thing or story goes is that it was a man named Charles McCartney who was a religious figure in the area until around like the mid-1990s. And it was in 1935 when he had this like religious awakening and started traveling the U.S. preaching about how sinners will forever be damned. What makes him interesting is that he traveled around with about 30 goats. And is always wearing clothing made of goat.
Well, now that is weird to me. You keep your goats around and you're friends with your goats, but you also wear the goats.
What are you going to do if one dies of natural causes?
Oh, well, yeah. Okay. I'm not going to wear him.
What else are you going to do with him?
bury him. I'll give him a goat funeral.
Would it be the goat of goat funerals?
It's like I can't even say this with a straight face.
You can't.
No. That is weird, though. Interesting that he's just got these goats around him all the time.
Yeah. It's probably cheaper than horses.
Does he ride them? He can't ride a goat.
Travels. I would totally.
Oh, they're small.
You could definitely put a child on a goat.
You could put a child on a goat.
Yeah.
This is a man we're talking about.
Maybe it's his herd of goats. They just travel around the U.S. with them. Or maybe they pull like a wagon. I was going to say a trailer. That probably wasn't a thing back then.
Wasn't a thing then.
Yeah. Because he had goats around, wore goat clothing.
Goat man.
He got the name Goat Man.
Duh.
Way to spoil it.
Oh, come on. I feel as though that wasn't a spoiler.
You don't know what we're talking about.
For those of you at home, could you piece that together yourself? Thank you.
Exactly.
That's them answering.
Yeah, well, I was trying to leave a cliffhanger. Now, at one point, the goat man camped out around this trestle. And what I read is that he was super kind to passerbys. The only downside to him was that apparently he smelled really bad.
Well, if you're, you know, hanging around with a bunch of goats, I can't imagine that you smell good.
No, I couldn't either.
Yeah.
Probably doesn't shower often.
All right.
When you think of it, the legend of the goat man, parents are kind of always trying to keep their kids safe.
Mm-hmm.
How often do kids listen? I mean, I'll find out at some point. Ah. But I know when I was younger, I would listen for the most part. The most part.
Mm-hmm.
I think they used Charlie as the goat man to keep the kids from playing near the trestle.
Right. Just scare them.
They would tell away. Yeah. They would tell them to stay away from the goat man. He's going to get you. Stuff like that to try and keep them away from it because it's train trestle. It's not a joke.
Yeah.
Now, the goat man of the bridge, they all have their own powers and everything. He can mimic voices or use hypnosis to lure his victims up onto the tracks.
That's scary.
That to me is like.
That's very scary. Mm-hmm.
That is not Charlie.
Yeah, no. That's not my friend Charlie.
At that point, though, it said that he is either going to make his victims hear the sound of a train, which freaks them out and makes them jump because that feels like the only way they're going to get away. Or he then reveals himself and again makes them jump off the trestle to escape.
Right, so either way, you're going to lose here.
Either way, he's making you jump. The last thing that he is said to do is that he lures his victims onto the bridge when a train is actually coming, which forces them to either jump or be hit by the train.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Like I said, this goat man's more out for
malicious.
Blood. Mm-hmm. There have been some other stories as the goat man has appeared and attacked people with an axe at this area.
Nice.
I don't know about that one. Kind of just popped up on like one of the random articles
I
was
reading.
Well, I
feel like with a thing like this that goes back so far, there's obviously going to be the people that just like throw in a random thing like, oh yeah, he did this.
Because of the look, the supernatural powers and stuff like that, they're just going to gain traction.
Oh,
it's going to bring the people out to want to see it. So you can have guessed. Rumors have like continued to grow as he gets more popular. And people keep showing up at the trestle.
It's the curiosity, man. Curiosity killed the cat.
That satisfaction brought it back. But this is not something I would go and get satisfied for.
Yeah.
No. It happened. Because the because he got popular, like popular and people want to go see him and stuff.
Right.
It's a bad mix because you still have active trains on this track.
That's a scary
while
game
people
to
are looking for the monster. They used to have a like an access ramp on the side of the bridge or trestle. So they could do maintenance and stuff on it. But they had to take it down because there were always reports of people walking across the tracks. Due to this popularity, there was a short film that was created. And there ended up being two fatal accidents on the bridge. And there have been two more recently. So they create this movie. And two accidents happen, more recently, we have some more accidents happen. Tough, but it's one of those things. They're still active tracks. Right. This is a very big bridge.
Yeah.
You want to, like, you kind of want to be like, tread lightly, but
yeah,
you can't.
Like, maybe don't tread at all. I feel
yeah, don't tread there.
Yeah.
So there was one, the more recent of the accidents. One was in 2016 and the other in 2019. They were all people either trying to cross the bridge looking for the goat man or dared to kind of go across the bridge yeah. looking for the goat man. Give a small warning. The bridge is still active.
No, give a big warning.
They did what they could. Like the train company's done what they could. They put fences around it.
Yeah.
People still try to go there. Don't try to go there. You're gambling with your life. You bring people up onto the tracks, you're gambling with theirs.
Look it up. Look it up on YouTube. You can see it on YouTube, I'm sure.
Yeah, they have a whole... There's a whole YouTube episode on it.
There's no need to mm-hmm. risk your life to see a goat man.
No.
Or live train tracks.
If you have to go there, just don't go on the tracks.
Right.
It's still a spectacle to look at from the ground.
Yes.
The other warning is it's a federal crime to trespass on railroad property.
Is it?
Yeah. So it's not like a little slap on the wrists or anything.
Yeah, no, a federal crime? Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
Yeah. I wouldn't recommend doing it.
Yeah. Damn, that's wild. I didn't know that.
I had no idea either until the articles I was reading, they all gave you the warnings. Like, don't do it. So right. I was like, probably should give a warning because people are going to want to do it. So if you're with people and they decide they want to go look, do your best to keep them off the tracks. You stay off the tracks. It is closed to the public. This isn't a place to go and hang out, to do anything. You know, it's a business railroad. These trains aren't 5 cars long.
Right.
They're miles long. So it's not a game.
That's scary.
Yeah. That, with that warning, it kind of closes the Goatmen bridges. But I do have some other Goatmen to kind of just touch on real quick.
Because
there's a ton. Not that kind of Goatmen.
Last one, I swear.
You got to remember. It's not
last one. Last
like
one.
Goat hyphen man. This is one goat man.
This is the goat man.
Yeah. There is a goat man in Maryland.
Oh.
Who is reported to be axe wielding and likes to chase cars near Beltsville.
Oh, well, that's probably where the axe came into play with the other one.
That's what I was kind of thinking, but I pulled this out of our cryptids book.
Love. I love when we use our books.
Yep. The goat man in Maryland. Is said to be a goat farmer who's seeking revenge on teens who killed his livestock. The other story for this goat man is that there was something created at the Beltsville Agricultural. Yep. Came to me. Research center. Or it's just a plain monster of the area.
It's like just a monster there. In the area.
Wasn't sure, didn't know that you could just have a monster in your area.
Why not?
But you can. Sightings for this guy, though, they go back all the way to the 1950s.
Dang.
Mm-hmm. So from Maryland, let's jump on over to Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
Where there's a goat man who haunts Hogsack Road.
I'd haunt that road, too.
Yeah. Would you?
Hogsack Road? Couldn't have came up with anything better. I feel like that's...
You got to run out of names for roads at some point. Yeah, you're right. This goat man, he said to haunt a small dangerous stretch of this road, and his sightings go all the way back from the 1800s to 2003.
Damn, he was around a while.
Yeah, he's been around.
1800s?
Yep.
Whew.
They're all, you figure, pretty old.
Yeah.
I feel like that's how cryptids start.
Oh, for sure.
They're way back when.
1,000 years old.
Mm-hmm. And the fact
I love a good cryptid. Cryptid? Yeah. That's interesting. Never heard of him.
No?
No, I was not familiar.
Any of the goat men?
No. I've
never heard of any of them. Mm-mm. No?
No, I didn't even know that they were a thing.
I believe, let me get the name right. The podcast is called Run Fool, but the host of that podcast, he is awesome. He does a really good episode. Let me find it.
Please hold for a dramatic. Yeah.
It's literally called The Goat Man. Rodney Barnes. His Goatman episode's really good. I liked it. That's what sparked me into this one.
Is that where you got him from?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because yep. I never heard of him.
Yeah, it was.
I probably would have came across them in our book eventually.
Yeah, eventually. Mm. But I beat you to it. All right, well, I'm definitely done. That wraps up the goat, man. We're going to get out of here. You guys, don't forget to follow us on Instagram at
Ominous Archives.
X.
Ominous Archives.
I still don't know how to work it.
I have to teach him how to use it. He's a grandpa.
Yeah. I didn't know how to work it when it was Twitter.
Right.
So.
Gosh, you're already back to apps now.
I know. Two apps. Jeez. And then there's TikTok. We have one of those.
Ominous.archives.
Yeah, that was, not sure how that happened, but it
TikTok.
Did. And if you have your own Goatman story,
yeah,
anything you want to share with us, email us at
ominousarchives@gmail.com.
All right, everyone. That wraps it up down here in the archives. We are going to catch you next week. I think we'll be here. See ya.
See ya.